Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is celebrating their 80th anniversary the only way they know how, with huge savings. Shop over 800 of your favorite Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, and Cadillacs and see why bigger selection means more ways to save. Four iconic brands under three rooftops with over 22 acres of GM inventory. Plus, every new vehicle comes with Edmore's mobile service, top-tier service, at your door, on your time. Don't miss the 80th anniversary sale at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com, where you're always backed by Morse.
All right, Joe, welcome back. Where were you? In Montana, Idaho?
Man, I was...
You were the Badlands?
The Badlands? Teton Mountains. I love the Teton Mountains.
Where are the Teton Mountains at?
In the middle of nowhere, close to Yellowstone.
What state?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Yellowstone and Teton. Yeah. I knew you were going to cover part of Montana. I was all over those mountains.
Is it Wyoming?
Probably a little Wyoming in there.
So you went multiple states.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good,
but through the mountains. And stuff. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool weather in the morning.
Yeah.
A lot of animals, man. It was fun. And a couple of days, you know, as a sports junkie like we both are, no TV for a couple of days. No TVs.
Oh.
But it was great, man. Yeah. It was a good trip.
No, that's good sometimes. You know,
it was good.
It was just you and the wife.
Yeah, no kids. Second time, no kids in all these years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
So it was nice. It was good, Bo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So no TV. What'd you do at night?
I chased her around a little bit. No. She'll be mad I said that. No, we hiked and we were exhausted. Yeah,
so did you have a backpack? You camp? You pitch tents?
No. Oh, come on. You know who I'm married to. That ain't going to happen. No way, man. We had to have a cabin.
Yeah.
But the cabins are cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Deer in front of the place. It was.
I tell you, coming from this heat and humidity and asphalt and all that shit, it had to be great.
And the food was great.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Everything was great.
Yeah.
And slept well.
Yeah.
From being tired.
Yeah.
Did a lot of walking.
So let me ask this: is it a little bit like California when the weather's really good that you don't even need air conditioner? You just open up your windows and it feels pretty good in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I cracked the window a little
perfect.
Bit.
That's perfect.
And then I was about 4 a.m. I was getting up, shutting that window.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Good
stuff. Meanwhile, we're out here sweating around and seeing what's going on.
Oh, yeah, back.
You had to come back and get right into the...
I did.
Training camp is what, a month and a half away?
No. We're a little more than 3 weeks.
Yeah,
three weeks away.
Yeah. And so it's getting that time. I ran into Patrick Paul in a coffee shop talking to him. And he's here. He's working out. And
I think most of the guys are
here. And he's excited.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I've heard about these guys. Like, I think most of the rookies are sticking around because they know the opportunity.
Like never before
that's here.
Here,
right?
Like never before.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great point to start the show with. The expectations, before we get into all that, the fact that if you're a young guy, whether you're looking at yourself as a high draft pick or a guy that's going, you're looking at opportunity to make this team and play.
Yeah.
Not just make it. Make the 53, even if you start in a practice squad, jump up. Half those guys will be on the active roster, but it's really a great chance to kickstart your career.
So how many positions do you think are locked up right now? I can think of 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I think 60 or 70% of the roster is locked in pretty good.
No, but I'm talking about starters.
Starters.
You may only have 8 starters locked in, you know.
Well,
I mean, that are dead set going to be the Jordan Brooks, Achan. Who else we got out there?
Well, I think most of that offensive
line.
Offensive line locked in.
But still, you got the two questions with the rookies, with the rookie and with Jonah. Is he going to be a little bit better this year on that side?
I think both to your
point. The point being,
a lot of jobs.
There are going to be a lot of competition.
Playing time, not just starting, but you know, there's so much rotation in today's game that those guys got to be counted on. They're going to play a lot. They're going to get a lot of snaps. That defensive line, they're going to roll guys in and out, and those guys are going to get a lot of time. So I consider all those guys starters. And Bo, honestly, I expect our top two picks. They're number one picks for a reason, man. They're part of the Bo Camper number one pick.
They got to do
it. They come in and they play. And matter of fact, I want to take it a step further. People are talking about, hey, we got this big class of 13 draft picks. Yep. Who's going to be the best? I'll tell you who's going to be the best. The number one guy you took, Caden Proctor, is going to start at left guard. He's going to be really good. So if you're wondering who's gonna have the biggest impact, and it's your first overall pick.
Yeah.
He's gonna be the guy at left guard. I think he's gonna be really good. The question will be, if Austin Jackson goes down at right tackle, yeah. You're gonna have to say, okay, he's gonna have to get his feet wet a little earlier than we hoped.
Yeah.
But do you put him out there at right tackle?
Yeah, that's 6'7",
350.
You got the guy Sawyer in there. That's
Sawyer's going to fit in
he's
somewhere.
He's going to fit in somewhere in there, and you hope that you really hope you could go into the training camp with Austin Jackson, with Proctor in there, Savai and I. You know Aaron Brewer. Aaron Brewer's going to be there, and you know that Patrick's going to be over there.
Yeah.
And go in that line and have a full training camp where they're healthy and ready to start. Opening day, right? That would be
any other position. If that starting five can get, we're healthy and ready to go into July, early August, and can stay together as a group, get used to seeing games and all the stuff they're going to see against the Raiders, man, it'd be a big help.
Yeah,
big help to having some success from Malik Willis and those guys.
I'm excited about. I say this every time someone asks me. I don't care how much they win this year. They're not gonna go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're not
probably
gonna
is everybody asking. Not gonna, not everybody gonna, wants
everyone
to know
wants to know. And I go, I don't know. But I'm just looking for guys that want to go out there, bust their asses, play disciplined football, play hard, reach, do as much as you can.
Play the way your head coach wants you to
play. Play the way your head coach wants you to play.
I agree.
And you know what? Put some fucking pride into this organization. Put pride in that jersey when you slip that on, that you're gonna be the best player and you wanna be here for 5, 6, 7 years.
Let me ask you this question too while we're talking about it, because besides this 2026 draft class, the 2025 draft class was, they all played a ton of football, ton last year. That was one good thing that came out of last year. Yeah. Even Quinn Ewers starts the last three games at quarterback and got some experience. And we've seen during camp how much it's helped him.
Yeah.
But who are you expecting the most out of? Jordan Phillips or Dante Phillips? Ooh, and then he finished.
You don't need to go any further than Jordan Phillips. I watched him a lot during the OTAs and during the minicamp.
Yeah.
His body has changed completely. And I'm telling you what, I just look at his fundamentals. He gets in his stance. Yeah. He's got a flat back. His head is lower than everybody else. And when you're a defensive player like that, you want to be low and be able to push up on the offensive lineman, and he's coming off the ball. You know, I mean, he was out there damn near breaking the machines when they're doing doing drills on those dummies. Well, so he is the guy I think that's going to make the big look. Last year he was the first guy to flash of those three of Biggers, of Grant, and he was the first guy that really got
the he was
active. And then they kind of shuffled around a little bit, but I think he's to me. I think he's going to be tough to root out in that thing. And look, it may be a situation. You may be in a good situation with that defensive front, where if Grant plays well, if he plays well, and if Biggers plays well, you might be able to play a four-man front pretty well.
Putting Biggers outside.
and getting that group. That's
I tell you what though, and I applaud. I'm going to applaud your guy you just talked about, Jordan Phillips.
Yep.
I don't know if I've seen a young guy come into camp, mini camp, not regular camp, in that kind of shape where everybody went, holy crap, look at the body, look at the work. It was obvious when you looked at him physically, he took this thing seriously going into year two. And he wasn't going to wait till July to shine. He wanted to shine in OTAs. He wanted to let everybody know, I'm ready to go in mini camps. Yeah. And I hope that counts on, because I got to tell you, Kenneth Grant, I'm sticking with my theme of first-round picks out of Michigan. He played a lot of football like everybody last year. He needs to take the next step. He's worked better with his hands. He's working with Coach Austin over there, who does a great Austin Clark, and get it going.
If I'm him, I'm looking at my man Phillips over there and going, hey, I can't let this guy pass me.
Yeah.
You know, you got that hierarchy. If you're a first-round draft choice, you don't want to be the guy first in line. You don't want to be the guy that's standing second in line.
So I'm looking for another big guy and those guys and to make the move. Yeah. And then the other guy's Dante Trader, who kind of jumped out there during camp and like, I'm your safety. Yeah. I'm the guy who's playing with great confidence. He got some playing time. He had some good and bad, but they're really counting on him. He's a sharp guy. He was around the ball every chance we said. But listen, we all know this. It was a learning period in the offseason. Now when you come back in July, you got to compete and you got to know what the hell you're doing. That's why so many guys have stayed around this offseason. opportunity for all those guys.
So who's the bonus guy that you're hoping, been around for a while, hoping that we see what we expected when we drafted him?
Well, that's Chop Robinson.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean, hey, I tell you what, I'm the wide receiver position, finding a one or a two, and the pass rushers, I'm sitting back and having my popcorn and going to watch because I don't know. I don't know what, including Chop. Yeah. I'd like to think Chop's got all that talent that everybody's been raving about, but I'm like you, Bo. I'm going to sit back, give him every opportunity. Yeah. We need you. You know the situation. We couldn't take care of everything under these circumstances we're under with the dead cap money. Let's see what you have, but it's a great opportunity.
He's got to learn, and I'm sure, you know, with what they're talking to, you know, he can't just rely on a first step.
No.
Okay, we've heard it. You got a good first step.
We've got a lot of guys with first step.
Great first step. You got to follow that up
with
a lot more.
We've got to do the old first step team around here.
Exactly.
Get everybody bummed out. Yeah.
But I'm getting, look, especially, like you said, a couple, 3 weeks, three and a half weeks away. I'm just getting jacked up about it now. I'm also jacked up about watching all these goddamn soccer games. Now, I tell you what, you talk about entertainment, man. Those games,
I can watch France every
incredible.
I watch France every day of the week for a guy that was not a big soccer guy.
Hey, you know who
the Messi story in Argentina.
Yeah, you know who I'm. You know the other night, Mexico. Don't sleep on Mexico, man.
Hey,
they got
this
young 17-year-old in there that's playing. They got a good soccer team.
They have a real good team, too. Yeah.
What a show. What a show.
I love it. The fact that it's here and we've seen the passion of the fans and we got all these Hard Rock Stadium's got a handful of games, including Friday night Messi in Argentina here. I think that's so cool. It's playing for Inter Miami.
Hey, Joe, let's kind of move over. Let's shift over a little bit. You remember I think it was 20 years ago, somewhere around there, 18 years ago. Remember Jason Taylor? It's Seth Levitt, the director of the Jordan or the Jason Taylor Foundation, put a program together, the ping pong smash.
Yeah,
remember playing the ping pong tables over the Hard Rock.
Yeah, my partner.
Yeah,
early.
So all those tables, they've been sitting in his warehouse, and they're trying to get rid of them. He got to clean out the warehouse a little bit, and he got all those ping pong tables.
You're kidding.
Sitting there, and so. Seth Levitt, the director of the Jason Taylor Foundation, if you want one, or if you're a charity, go ahead and contact him. If you want one, and those are good tables.
Yeah.
Those are professional class tables there.
They did a first class.
The first class tables, $150 donated to a charity, and they'll give you one. So I'm going to just give you the information. I can't get up. So here's what you want to do. Where did I put it in here?
Can you read that?
So so just you can email them at info@jasontaylorfoundation.com. They'll give you can get connected to them. You can get the information how to go through it. But I tell you what, there've been some pretty famous people playing ping pong on those tables.
I noticed.
Right.
I noticed the competition got really good when I started getting knocked out real early. There were a bunch of guys that were. Really good. But, that was a great tournament. And with those ping pong tables, man, grab one. Grab one for sure.
Yeah, really good. I mean, and look, ping pong's bouncing back after Marty Supreme, that movie came on.
I don't know. It was big when I was a kid growing up. That's all we did at night, man, play ping pong.
Always did. Hey, so other thing, got another more news for you. Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Our friend Chris Atkins there.
I saw it.
Other than having Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, Buick, everything under one roof. Now they'll come to you. He's put together a mobile service truck.
I couldn't believe it. I saw it.
Comes to you, whether it's a flat tire, whether it's batteries, whether you need to get your tires changed, whether you need your oil changed, anything that happens with your car, road service, he will come to you. They will come to you.
Love it.
And they'll make it fast. All you need to do is call 754-285-7469. That's 754-285-7469 for mobile service from Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Beyond being a great car dealership, now all of a sudden they're going out and they'll come right to your driveway and get you going. Yeah. Get you going.
Well, the service department over there is fantastic. Yeah. I can't say enough for my Buick and my Tahoe.
Yeah.
and what they've done. But on top of that, now the fact that they've got this beautiful van to go out.
I mean, it's a
with knowledgeable people to go out and take care of your problem if you can't make it down there. And I hope you can.
Got pulls up the back. Got everything he needs in there. From A to Z to fix your car.
Alberto and the boys in that service department. I don't know how they're going to take it, but, man, it's nice to have if you get in a jam.
Again,
for sure.
Let me give you that number, 754-285-7469.
Chris Atkins, that guy never stops,
never
man.
Does.
Always
never.
Comes up. That dude is a – that guy's a hell of a GM, man.
Always looking to improve. Always looking to improve. Never rests
never.
On what they're doing. They're a great
bottom
deal.
Bottom line
great
is get great deals and take care of you so
no
you
doubt.
Come back.
No
that's
doubt.
That's the
no
key.
Doubt. Friend Bobby Malozzi at Villa Italia Bakery, too.
He got
Bobby's still jamming at it.
Throwing Two double chocolate coffee cakes. Not one, but two. And I went after him like nobody's business with about 10 other people. The coffee cakes, the cookies, everything's great.
Everything.
But I'll tell you, the coffee cakes with their coffee, what a combination.
You know what? I do a little espresso. Then I pour a little of the Villa Italia Bakery coffee over it to give me a little stronger punch in there.
And I thought I was in Florence or something.
I like the little cookies, and I certainly like the coffee cake. So VillaItaliaBakery.com, you punch in the code BOJO, and they'll give you 20% off. Up in Schenectady, New York, but you can have it to your house tomorrow morning, and it'll be fresh.
Everybody's amazed at how it stays fresh no matter where it is. Once you open it, I mean, it's good to go.
No better guy than Bobby Malozzi, too. Helps a lot of the veterans guy, the Dolphin veterans, and knows every guy and every guy around here.
He's more attached to this Dolphin team than we are. No, he's all in and has been for a long time.
Yeah. All right. Hey, that's going to do it, Joe. Welcome back, man.
Thanks, brother.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Training camp.
Right around the corner.
3.5 weeks ago. I think we're going to have a lot of stuff to look at, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of guys to talk about.
All right. Take care.